Beth Ann, 3,000 texts last month.
NWRUS?
That wasn't a compliment. Sean, 1,000 texts?
UGH.
And you, you're old enough to know better.
MYOB, will you?
Grandma.
Mom, who could you be texting?
IDK, my BFF Rose.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everyone, this is Roy, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show. Today is Wednesday, March 18th, 2015, and today's show is sponsored by Neon Like Bjork and Mistress Morgan. They teamed up this time, and they sponsored a show together. They both want me to remind you to listen to Neon Nights on Prank Call Nation every Wednesday night around, 8 or 9 o'clock p.m. Pacific, or just whenever she feels like getting on, I guess. But yeah, they teamed up. That's it. That's what happened. I was actually on the show Neon Nights tonight with Mistress Morgan and Neon Like Bjork and Baz and Turbo, and I think that's it. And both Neon Like Bjork and Mistress Morgan said that I needed to make them the sponsor of the next show. So I'm obeying their command, and this is awesome because I get to do two sponsors in one show, which is great. Can mark off some more of these from my giant list here. So thanks, you guys, for sponsoring the show. Actually, tonight on their show, we got to try out an idea of Mistress Morgan's for a Planet Fitness. We called up a Planet Fitness, and we got them to put a customer on the phone to do a customer survey, and we got the customer to grunt. And we were just like, grunt as loud as you can. Imagine you're lifting weights, and you're just grunting. And this guy started grunting really loud, and the clerk at the front desk set off the lunk alarm on him for grunting on the phone with me for a customer survey. And then I had him do it again, and they set off the lunk alarm again. So they're not playing around with that lunk alarm. Even if you're on the phone with the corporate office doing a corporate survey, they're going to set off the lunk alarm on you. So that was pretty amazing, and you can listen to that call by listening to Neon Nights, the one from today, March 18th, 2015, and it happens right around the end. We call a couple Planet Fitnesses and mess around with them a bit. So that was fun. Earlier today, there was another show by Carlito. He did an early morning show, which lasted, 4 hours, and I listened to most of it. And that's the reason I'm getting the show out so late tonight, is because I was listening to Carlito for most of the morning. And his show was also a lot of fun. You should go onto the Prank Call Nation podcast feed and listen to that. But because of Carlito, I ended up doing a live show this afternoon. I wasn't going to do a live show before, but he made me wait, so I ended up doing something on the air today with the chat room, and they helped me out with the pranks like they always do, and it was a lot of fun. And that's what I'm going to play on the show today. But first, I want to play this YouTube clip for you, which a person named Beckley Crackers posted on my Facebook. And it's of a cute animal doing cute animal things, because everyone wants to hear that kind of stuff on my show. Now, this is actually a parrot named Larry, and Larry has learned how to imitate his owner dialing a phone and talking on the phone and laughing and hanging up. So I'm just going to play a short clip of this, but here goes. See, that beeping sound there, that's the beeping sound that a cordless phone makes. The bird is making the beeping sound, like he's dialing the phone. Hi there. And wow, I just realized, the bird actually dialed 7 digits, like a real phone. That's crazy. This makes me want to get a bird. Okay. All right, bud. Okay. So later, isn't it? All right, bud. What? I guess that's him hanging up the phone. What are you doing? There's the phone ringing, I think. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your blue yes. Okay.
That sounds like his owner has the most boring phone conversations ever. So yeah, it just goes on and on like this for 2 minutes and 45 seconds. I'll put a link to it in the show notes because I think it's pretty amusing to hear a bird making phone sounds. I need to get a bird now and put it in the PLA situation room here and, you know, just let him listen to me do my shows every day and see what he comes up with. Or no, that would suck. That'd be so annoying. I'll just play nonstop snowplow shows at him. That's what I'm going to do. That's my next project. Make the bird listen to like 10 hours a day of the Prank Call Nation stream. Anyway, let's get on to the live show thing that happened earlier this afternoon. Here it is. So I just have a few numbers here. When I was doing, I sent Carlito those bank numbers earlier this morning, and he'd called the first few because I'm a dummy and didn't remove the first few, and then I guess the last few that he hadn't called didn't answer. Stupid me. But anyway, so I decided to check my Voxox voicemail, which Bank of America, they've fixed things, so I don't get their calls anymore. But there were two messages from bank customers, and they're old customers, like I think that haven't, they've just been trying to get a hold of Bank of America and they can't for some reason. So they still have the old paperwork that has the mistake on it that makes them call me. So woohoo! But anyway, there's only two numbers here. I'm going to call them. Here it goes. Oh, what should I say? Quick, everyone, quick chat room. What do I say?
Hello?
Hi, is this Eva?
Yes.
Hey, Eva, this is Roy from the Bank of America.
Hi.
I'm calling about your home loan. You said you're waiting for the refund and all that.
Yeah.
And I don't know, why you gotta be such a money grubber?
Well, it's only $41.
I know. It's just $41.
The bank is too rich.
That's what I'm saying. It's just $41. What do you got to bitch about it for? Leave messages. Leave angry, passive-aggressive voicemails for me. It's just $41. Just get over it. I mean, it'll get there eventually, right? Are you that fucking poor that you can't wait for $41?
Keep on talking. I'm recording you.
Okay. You're a poor hobo is what you are. You're a hobo.
You're describing your mom.
No. Are you going to record that part? Or did you pause it when you said that? When you gave me that zinger? Ma'am, you're a douche canoe. That's exactly what you are. You're a douche canoe. Bank of America doesn't like douche canoes. Thanks, Hung Solo. Made her hang up.
Please leave your message for 84.
Try a few more times.
Please leave your message for 8.
I don't think she's really recording.
Please leave your message for 8.
I'll leave her a message, because she really wants a recording. Hello, Eva. This is Roy from the Bank of America again. And I know you weren't really recording before, because that's just dumb. You don't have a tape recorder hooked up to your phone, stupid. So I'm leaving you a message, so you have a real recording. So let me just reiterate what I was saying before. You are a hobo, and, you know, just wait. I know it's been a long time. It's been January 28th since we closed on the house, but it's not even that long. It's just a few months. Just wait for your goddamn $41, you stupid douche canoe. Ugh. All right. So thank you very much for using Bank of America for your home loan, and have a nice day. Goodbye, Eva. Okay. So that one's finished. I have one other one, and then the show's over. Some guy named Foglia is calling for Cynthia. This call was made within the past week. This was also a message left on my voicemail that John McCabe gave me, my Voxox. Gandalf says, one of these days there's going to be a Bank of America employee on my voicemail, and there has already been that. There was a guy, he sounded very serious, and he's like, this is Bank of America, I'm investigating, blah, blah, blah. And I deleted it, because I was worried about John McCabe, really. I wasn't worried about myself, because it's his Voxox. I'm the one I should be worried about, because I'm impersonating bank employees. Have I played you guys my bank voicemail yet? Here, let's call that real quick. show you how professional this sounds.
Hello, you've reached the refinancing helpline. No one is available to take your call at the moment, but if you leave your name and your phone number, your call will be returned as soon as possible. Thanks for calling, and leave your message at the tone.
Yep, that's it. Sounds good, right? Before, when we were getting all those messages a few months ago, it was nothing. There was no message. It was just a beep and nothing else. And now that I've set that up, they've fixed the problem, so I don't get calls anymore. All right, here goes. If anyone has any ideas. James says that Carlito the janitor took their loan. I could do that. I'll see Carlito the janitor got on the computer and increased the interest rate. Except,
hello,
Foglia?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from the Bank of America. You left a message for Cynthia?
Oh, that was yesterday.
Right, yeah, I didn't say it wasn't. Yeah, she didn't get back with you yet, did she?
Yeah, I got in touch with her yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear it.
Closing went well, everything's good.
That's great. Well, actually, there's a problem on this end, because I had your paperwork on here, and I was looking on the computer at your loan stuff, and it looks like Carlito, he's our janitor here. He's the night janitor, and it looks like he used his login to log into the computer, and he raised your interest rate, and it's now at 47%, and there's no way to put it back down once it goes up. So I wanted to let
you... I'm
sorry, what?
47% interest rate?
I know, that's too much, but he's...
Who is this?
My name is Roy, I work in the loan department.
Okay, Roy, give me your...
What? You trailed off.
Can I have your phone number?
Oh, you're... Put the phone to your mouth so I can hear you.
It is, sir. Can I have your phone number?
Sure, it's 212-479-99... Wait, no. 479-7990. Sorry, I always transpose those.
And what's your last name?
Gerbel.
Spell that?
G-H-E-A-R-B-E-L.
E-H, one more time.
Oh, no, G-H. G like George.
G-H.
Like George strokes his cock, George. G-H-E-A-L-B-E-L. But look, it's not really our fault, because he's just a janitor. He didn't know any better, and he used his janitor login to get into the computer. Oh, he hung up. He's calling me back, I think. Let me try him back one more time.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
I'm not going to leave him a message. I did give him a real phone number, though. Want to hear what it is? 212-479. Wait, what was the last four? I always forget. Here's what he will hear when he calls back.
Welcome to the New York City Rejection Line, brought to you by RejectionLine.com. Unfortunately, the person who gave you this number does not want to talk to you or see you again. We would like to take this opportunity to officially reject you. Our certified rejection specialists are waiting to serve you in your time of need. Please listen carefully to the following menu. Service provided by EFLS.
A menu? What?
If you want to speak to our comfort specialist, press 1.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hey, pumpkin. I know this hurts.
Hi,
I know.
Honey.
The mean-spirited individual who gave you this number... not know you, the real you, the you behind the mask. But you do, don't you? Now I want you to find that little sad child, pick it up by the bootstraps, and keep plugging, camper.
It's making it worse, calling me
there
a sad child.
There are plenty of fish in the sea, and you're a fisher extraordinaire. Being alone is okay, too. And if you start to feel real down in the...
That's it, I'm quitting the show. This is bullshit. So I do have one more list of numbers here. This morning, I was collecting numbers because I was going to do a pre-recorded show today. And somebody suggested that I do Walmart photo customers again because they really want me to do the call where I say I'm putting their photos on Facebook, on my own Facebook, and I need their names so I can tag them properly. And I remember those were a lot of fun, so I think that's a great idea. I got two different locations here. Got some small lists of numbers. And I need to change my caller ID. But then Carlito started doing his live show. And then I started listening to Carlito's show, and I didn't want to do a show because I wanted to listen to Carlito. It's his fault. So, thanks to Carlito, you guys get a live show now instead of a pre-recorded show. So Carlito redeemed himself with that. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to do a few of those. I want to tell them I'm putting their shit on Facebook, their pictures on Facebook. So these are photo customers who used photo developing services or something.
You have reached the voicemail box.
Okay, next. The rest of these are kind of weird because they're all out-of-state area codes. Which, I don't know, seems weird. Like, I got five numbers here, and four of them are out-of-state. Maybe the lady lied to me.
Hello?
Hello, Carol?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from... You had some pictures done here today?
Yes.
And I was just wanting to find out what the names of the people are in these pictures.
There was only a lady and a baby.
Right, yeah.
Why does it matter?
Well, I'm putting them on my personal Facebook page, and I want to tag them properly. And so
Why are you doing that?
Just, I don't know. I don't have a lot of friends, and on Facebook, I mean, I have a lot of real-life friends. But I just thought it'd be cool to have more pictures on my Facebook. So I'm going to put your pictures up there.
I don't think I want you to do that.
Oh, well, no, I've already done it. I've put the pictures up. I'd just like to tag them.
Well, I would like you to take it off.
Oh, no. You have no right to tell me what I can put on my Facebook.
Well, I'm not going to tell you who it is.
Is one of them you?
No.
Oh, is it your mom? Like, maybe if I look up your Facebook, I could see if your mom has a Facebook and figure it all out. You know?
Please leave your message for...
All right. I'll delete her then. That was Carol again. Next is an Oklahoma number, even though it's not an Oklahoma store. Oh, that bank customer was right. I just had my volume turned down. That's why I couldn't hear him. Oops. This is much better. Now I can turn down the music.
Please leave your message for 918.
Hello?
Hi, is this Crystal?
This is her.
Oh, hey, Crystal. It's Roy from...
Uh-huh.
And I had a quick question about your photos.
Yeah.
Can you tell me the names of the people in these photos?
The photos I had printed off today?
Yes.
Jenny?
Jenny, is she the one with the brown hair?
The only pictures I printed off today.
Oh, so Jenny's the only one in here? Okay, yeah, I see that now. Yeah, I'm going to put Jenny's picture on my Facebook page, and I just wanted to tag her. Can I get her last name? I'm going to put it on my personal Facebook page at facebook.com/douchecanoe.
I can't hear you. There's a lot going on here.
I know. Can you shut those kids the fuck up so we can hear each other? Just sock them in the mouth. Please. Pretty please. Aw. Now she's not going to pick up. She probably hung up because she went to sock her kid in the mouth.
Please leave your message for 91.
All right. Let me delete her. And the last one we have from this store is Glinda.
Hello?
Hello, Glinda?
Yes?
Hey, Glinda. This is Roy from the photo studio, the photo lab.
Uh-huh.
You had some photos here today?
Yes.
And I was just wondering if you could tell me the names of all of the people in these photos?
Yes. Well, most of them... We were on a bus trip, so some of them I might not know.
Okay. Well, if I could just get most of them, because I'm going to put these on my personal Facebook page, and I just want to be able to tag them in the photos. I want to tag their names.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, I want more pictures on my Facebook and on my Instagram.
And who is this?
My name is Roy. I work at the photo lab.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I'm the one that pushed the button to develop the pictures.
Oh, okay. So where do you want to start?
Oh, let's just start at the very beginning.
The first one, I think, was me holding a baby. Is that what you're looking at?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see that one here. So that one's you. That Glinda, right? Do you have a Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay. I'll try and look you up on Facebook.
Well,
I'm
on Facebook. That's all I know.
Okay.
I'm on Facebook.
Yeah, I'll tag you in it.
Okay.
And that way everyone can click on the picture and then they can go straight to your profile.
Okay.
And what's the baby's name?
Addison.
Addison? Okay. It's not a very cute baby, is it?
Yes, she is.
Well,
I great-granddaughter.
I know you have to say it because you're... but just in my opinion, hopefully she's got brains, you know?
Yes, right.
All right, next.
Well, Addison again with her mother, Rachel.
Okay, Rachel, what's the last name? Okay.
H-U-N-L-E-Y.
Okay. Great. I'm going to tag that one. Is Rachel, she's on Facebook, I hope, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Next.
The next one is Addison in the little car seat thing.
Oh, okay. What a cheap-looking car seat.
What?
I said it's a cheap-looking car seat.
Oh,
it's like they got it at Goodwill or something.
I don't think so.
Well, you never know. All right, next.
Is it a bus driver?
Yeah, the bus driver. Do you know his name?
Okay. That's Steve.
Okay. I wonder if he's on Facebook.
That I couldn't tell you.
He probably is.
With tours.
He probably gets on there to meet underage girls or something at least.
He's married. His wife goes with him.
Yeah, like I said.
He's very nice.
I bet.
And that's my twin sister,
He has
Brenda.
To be to gain their trust, you know?
Yes, yes.
Next!
Did you get my twin sister, Brenda, with him?
Oh, Brenda's with the bus driver? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's what I meant next. Okay. Brenda, same last name?
M-C-C.
Alrighty.
She is not on Facebook.
Ah, shit. Maybe I'll make a Maybe I'll make a, I'll make a Facebook for her, and I'll just.
I don't think she wants one.
I know, but I'll just maintain it. She doesn't even have to know it exists. But I'll make a Facebook for Brenda, and I'll use her picture on it, and then I'll add all these other people, Steve and Rachel, and you and everyone.
Well, I don't think she'd want you to do that.
Yeah, she won't know. She's not on Facebook, so what's the matter?
No, but other people are. Her family is.
Yeah.
And they know she's not on Facebook.
I'll just pretend to be her.
She's very adamant about it.
Is she one of those, is she a Linux user?
No.
Like Bitcoins and all that? I know they usually don't like Facebook.
I don't know. She just does not want anything to do with Facebook.
Ah, okay. Well, she doesn't have
Please
to have anything
do
to do with Facebook. I'll put her on there myself and I'll maintain the page.
But I don't want you to do that.
Oh, come on. I'm just going to.
I know she wouldn't want it.
Yeah, but she doesn't have to have it. It's not hers, really. It'll be mine.
But aren't people going to be able to see it?
Yeah, everyone else will see it, but she won't because she's not on Facebook. She's just on you know, G+ on her Linux machine.
But what I'm saying is her family's on there, and it would get back to her.
Oh.
And she does not want anything to do with it.
Huh. Wow, this is a problem.
We just leave hers out?
I guess. All right, next.
We have to, or I'm not going to do this.
Well, no promises, okay. But okay, next.
No promises, yep. Then I'm going to hang up.
Why? Come on. We're not even close to finished yet.
I know we're not, but I can't do this to her.
I really want all these pictures on my Facebook. They're good pictures.
Well, they're not that good.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't mean like how the baby's ugly and stuff. I just mean the picture taking. Your picture taking is pretty good.
I don't think I want to do this.
Does Brenda have an Instagram?
No.
Does she have G+?
She doesn't have any of that stuff. She's just on internet. She's on email. That's all she does.
Huh. Okay. All right. I bet you, like, just with these names that you've given me, I could probably piece the rest together. You know, just by looking on their Facebooks. And if I set up a Facebook for Brenda and I just add them, then I'll have access to look at everything.
I don't want you to do that.
Oh, I'm not going to, though. I promise. Wink, wink. Okay, next.
I've lost track of where we are. I've been flipping these over.
Let's see. There was Rachel. There was Steve, the bus driver. There's Brenda, whose Facebook I'm creating as we speak. And then right after Brenda, next.
If you're going to do that, I'm not going to say any more.
Oh, yeah, I know. That was a slip of the tongue. I'm not really doing that.
Can I trust you?
Yes, of course. I'm an employee.
I don't think I can.
No, it's okay. I'm the janitor here.
Goodbye.
Why? Why are you hanging up?
I'm not going to do this.
Come on. Brenda.
Nope, I don't think I better do this.
Brenda would want it that way.
No, I don't think Brenda would.
Okay.
So I'm going to hang up.
Okay, well, say hi to everyone for me. Say hi to Rachel and Steve.
Brenda,
give the baby kisses.
Goodbye.
Well, why did she give me all those names? I never expected that to happen. For them to actually give me all those names. That's just weird. Okay. Now's the part of the show where you get to hear me, hold on, you get to hear me put away all these colored pencils that are laying all over my desk. They're driving me nuts. They're laying out. They're not in the can thing. So, 1 second. Fucking mess. I have a lot of pencils. Almost done. Okay, that's much better. All right, next store. I have to change my caller ID. The next store actually has 8 customers instead of 5. So that's cool.
Woo-hoo. Hello?
Hi, is this Emily?
Who's this, please?
This is Roy from the photo department. You had some photos done here today.
Okay.
I just had some questions.
About?
Oh, man, you're really short with me. Okay, I need to know.
I had a really bad time in there. What can I do for you?
All right.
You called me. What do you need to tell me?
Hey, listen, motherfucker. It's not my fault. I wasn't there when you were here. I just got here.
What is your name?
You don't have to get an attitude with me, motherfucker. This is Roy. God damn it.
You just called. Are you serious?
Well, you started it. You started it with the attitude.
No. I did not swear at you.
I did not remotely swear at you.
I'm sitting in a restaurant next to children.
Oh, okay.
So, Roy, I will be going back to Walmart to make sure I talk with your manager.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Good, motherfucker. Wow. I'm gonna send a mean text to her. I'll teach her.
Nope. Don't you dare call me back.
I'm going to. Over and over.
Not even close. Goodbye.
I'm going to call you all night. I'm going to text her, too.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
She pushed the fuck you button. All right, so let's see. What's her phone number? Her phone number is that one. I'm sending her a text from the carding Google Voice voicemail number. This is Roy. I'm going to pee all over your pictures of your ugly children. Is that good, you guys? I'm going to pee all over your pictures of your ugly children. And you still have to pay. Wait, what's against the rules, Mr. Clay? I'm sending a text. What am I doing? What's wrong? Mr. Clay says I'm breaking rules and breaking laws, and I'm sending it. Sent. I just broke the law, apparently. I'm going to call her back one more time, too. Wait, no. Let me give her just a second so she has time. So she has time to read the text. Come on, Mr. Clay, what did I do? Threats? Wait, that's not a threat, that I'm going to pee on her picture? That's a threat against property of the store, you know? How's that a threat? God. Wait, what'd you think I said? I didn't say I was going to pee on her. I said I'm going to pee on her kids. It's all right. Okay, I'm going to skip her for a minute. And we're going to move on to the next one, and then I will call her back after she's had time to read the text. Oh, and I'll keep an eye on this, on my Google Voice, so maybe she'll reply back to me.
Hello?
Hi, is this Bonnie?
Yes.
Hey, Bonnie, it's Roy from the Photo Lab. You did some photos here today?
Hi.
Hi. I just needed to know the names of the people in all these pictures.
For what?
I'm going to use this one. I'm going to make it my profile image on Tinder. And on Grindr.
Okay.
So can I just... I need the names to do that, though.
I'm confused what this is for.
I want to use the pictures... I want to use your pictures as my Tinder image and my Grindr profile images.
So okay. What pictures?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet, but they're all pretty good pictures, so I'm probably just going to pick one at random and use it as my profile pic so I can meet some women.
I'm sorry. I'm just really confused.
Oh, I've explained it several times now.
Do I know you?
No. I just work here at the Photo Lab.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want you to use any of those pictures.
Well, I'm going to. That's what I'm going to do. I just thought it would be better if I had the name.
Well, you don't have permission to use them.
Well, I already put them on my Facebook.
Okay, well, then I'll have to go through my legal action and take care of that.
You're going
to
get it through your legal action?
I'm done talking to you. Thank you.
But wait, I need to know so I can tag these in Facebook.
No.
God damn it.
You cannot. Thank you. Bye.
Listen. God damn it. All right. I'm going to get it through her legal action. Crap. All right, so let me check my Google Voice. I have received no text. So I'm going to call her right back. Try and smooth things over.
Hello?
Hello, Emily. It's Roy again. I just wanted to apologize for earlier. I kind of flew off the handle because you're being such a bitch. And I shouldn't have been that. And I'm very sorry. I'm sorry.
Who am I talking to? This is Richard.
Oh, hey, Richard. This is Roy from the Photo Lab.
Roy, I'm going to come back to the Photo Lab with Emily right now.
No.
Okay?
Well, I just had a quick question about the photos. That's why I was calling in the first place.
But we're walking back right now.
She was being a real bitch to me, and I couldn't help it.
Roy, you are on speakerphone. I am on my way back.
Why am I on speaker? Is that why you sound like crap? I can't help it. Listen, I'm bipolar, and when she started being a bitch to me like that... I think this is a good place to kind of cut the show in half, maybe do some voicemails, but I should let you know, like, right after that happened, I tried to call them back a few times, and they wouldn't pick up. So then I called the store, the Photo Lab store, hoping to talk to them, and I called, I think, 3 different times, and they weren't there. It sounded like they were in the store on the way to the electronics department that last time I called them, but nope, it took them forever to get there, and when they finally got there, the employee wouldn't let me talk to them because I'd already called in twice, so they were suspicious at that point. And then I called the store back and I had the front desk page the girl's name. you know, on the overhead paging system, just to irritate her a little more, I guess. And I just checked my Google Voice voicemail, and they didn't text me back, but they did call my Google Voice, and they just kind of like sighed and hung up the phone. So I made their night really interesting, so I hope they appreciate that. I gave them an adversary to bond over, and so I think they're going to be a stronger couple now, thanks to me. So you're welcome, random couple in the restaurant that I talked to, for making your lives interesting.
Hello, RBCP.
Hello.
I'm kind of a silent listener to your show, and my friend's been pestering me to, you know, leave a voicemail for you.
Yeah, and your friend has been. You have friends, whatever.
About him, actually. He says he's kind of friends with you and plays with you over the gaming consoles. I guess, like, Grand Theft Auto, I said he's played with you. I just want to know if that's complete bullshit or not.
What a bunch of bullshit.
I think it is, and that he's just psychotic and is, like, obsessed with you and wants to rape you or something. Also, I just want to know, do you actually know him or not? He goes by Uncle Grandpapa, or at least he used to. Now, I think he goes by Grim's daughter. So I just want to know, have you actually, like, played games
with
him?
He's changed his name, like, 100 times in the past year.
Or, you know, is he just full of shit?
Yeah, he's pretty much full of shit. I don't even know the guy. I've never heard of him before. What a huge liar. You should ditch him as a friend immediately, because he's not a good friend. He's a dishonest friend that just makes up lies about things. So pretty much question everything he ever says from now on, because most likely he's telling you stories. Speaking of Grand Theft Auto 5, though, there is a PLA crew on Grand Theft Auto if anyone would like to join that. I will put a link in the show notes so you can go to the Grand Theft Auto 5 crew, join up. Right now there are 282 members of it, and assuming Rockstar isn't lying to us again, it's supposed to be out for the PC in April, I don't know, April 14th, 13th, somewhere around there, but they'll probably just delay it again like they've been doing forever. But if you see Uncle Grandpapa or Grimm's daughter on there, just ignore him. He's a huge liar, lies to his friends. He's not to be trusted.
Hi, Brad. It's Gloria. I just went to...
You sound kind of sad.
...the Comic-Con in Raleigh. I know I'm leaving this voicemail. You might not hear this at the time, but I just met David Tennant. I also got an autograph, and I told him I wore my cactus shirt.
I know all
this. But he hugged me, so it covered it, but... he said to me, oh, where'd you get that t-shirt from? That's a really cool shirt. Because he's seen Doctor Who shirts all day. He never really saw any different kind of shirts. And he's like, oh, so where'd you get that shirt from? I'm like, it's my friend's show. It's called The Phone Losers. You should check it out sometime. Because we prank call your fans and people who are kind of like your fans. And he's like, oh, well, I could use some good laughs on the plane ride home. So I told him about PLA, and then he said...
Yeah, I got an email from him, actually. I think he was listening after you told him to. No, I'm just kidding. He didn't email me.
It was nice meeting you, and I said, cactus, and I walked away from him. It didn't work so well when I went up to him to get an autograph. He's like, aren't you the girl that said cactus to me? I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry about that. And he's like, well, at least you're not wearing that goofy shirt.
Now you're apologizing
like,
for it.
I'm not wearing that goofy shirt. Anyway, I'm not going to blabber on about me meeting David Tennant and other people not being able to. But I want to leave an update about the PLA PCM poster. Comic-Con is over for the weekend, so I will be starting it. If anybody wants to be included in it, just find me on Facebook. My name is Scarlett Scarletson, and just message me and say if you want to be on it or not. I'm sorry I lost my voice. I barely can talk, but I'll leave the voicemail short. Okay, bye.
Yeah, Gloria is working on a poster for the Phone Losers, and it's just going to be kind of a collage of all the different Phone Loser people and things, I guess. So if you would like to be in the PLA poster, just message Scarlett Scarletson. I'll put a link to her Facebook in the show notes, and I'm sure she'll finish her poster a lot quicker than I'll ever finish my stupid poster, if I ever finish it. And it looks like her profile picture right now is a picture of her hugging David Tennant. David Tennant is one of the Doctor Who doctors. I don't know which one, you know, which number doctor, because I'm not a huge geek like Gloria. But apparently it was more important for Gloria to hug David Tennant than for her to show her Obey the Cactus shirt while she stood next to David Tennant. So whatever. Whatever, Gloria. That's what makes you happy. If that's where your priorities are, then whatever. I think that's enough voicemails for now, because the rest of the voicemails are all really long, or most of them are anyway. So I'm going to get back to the live show, which I don't think there is much of it left. Maybe just another 10 or 15 minutes. So here is the rest of the live show from earlier this afternoon. By the way, thanks, Dust Bernadette, for the Tinder profile image idea. I added Grindr myself. I'm assuming Grindr has photo profiles. For realsies, I don't use Grindr or Tinder.
Please leave your message for 78.
Let me do one quick phone call for each number on the list that didn't answer.
Hello?
Hello, Barbara?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy from the Photo Lab. You did some photos here today.
Uh-huh.
How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Why? What's up?
Well, I'm just being polite and asking how you're doing. That's why.
Okay. Yeah?
So I just need to know the names of the people in these photos.
What photo you're talking about?
Well, all of them. Because what I'm doing is I'm taking all of the photos that you've sent in, and I'm going to put them on my personal Facebook page, and I just want to be able to tag them in the photos so people know who they are.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. So I just need to know their names.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Why not?
Oh, I don't even know who you are. Why should I do that?
Well, my name is Roy. I work at the Photo Lab. I don't have a lot of pictures on my Facebook, so I just want to put more pictures on there.
Who is this?
It's Roy from the Photo Lab. Why are you laughing at me?
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. No,
okay.
No, they're...
Also,
number one, I don't believe you. And why would you call me to do that?
Well, who else would I be?
I have no idea.
Okay. Also, I'm going to use one of these photos for my Tinder profile image. And Grindr? I use Tinder and Grindr.
You can't just use my photos.
Okay. Well, I don't want to use my photo because I'm pretty ugly, to be honest. So this will help me pick up women. What?
I'm sorry. This is a bizarre phone call because I'm not going to give you any information on things.
Okay.
So I'm not even.
Well, I don't need information to use it on my Tinder profile.
Why is that?
Because I can just use my own name.
Yeah, but you can't use my photos. Why would you use my photos?
Because the people in the photos are cuter than me. Like, people never reply back to me on Tinder. You know?
Yeah, I'm sorry. This conversation is bizarre, and so I'm not giving authorization. You can't use any of my photos. I'm not going to tag anybody. And so it's like, I'm not really sure who you really are and why you're calling, because it's kind of strange.
Yeah, that's what people that I meet on Tinder always say. They always say I'm really strange. I'm trying to get a...
Yeah.
I'm just trying to, you know, get a better ratio of people replying back to me.
I don't even know what that is. Can probably hide some pictures off the internet somewhere.
I want to use your pictures because your pictures are good. And it's like a dating application, but it's just for sex. And she hung up. Is that what Tinder is, you guys? I honestly, I know Tinder and Grindr. I don't even know if they're the same thing. You know, the bitches are all over me. I don't need to use Tinder and Grindr and stuff. I've never used those before. Yet. I'm sure I will someday. Grindr's for gay people? I think I said I was going to meet girls on it. Oops.
Hello?
Hey, is this Carrie?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Carrie, this is Roy from the Photo Lab. You had some photos done here?
Yes.
And I just had a question.
Uh-huh.
I need to know the names of all the people in these photos.
Okay.
I
haven't. Where were they at?
What do you mean?
What pictures are they?
Oh, you know, it's just pictures of people and babies and stuff. But I'm going to... Well, no, not babies. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the previous customer. I'm going to upload all these pictures to my Facebook page, though. And I just want to be able to tag them properly.
And who is this?
My name is Roy. I work at the Photo Lab.
Okay, and you want to use my photos?
Yeah, well, I just want to put them on my Facebook page so I have more photos. I'm just doing that with...
For what?
Well, just, you know, so it looks like I have more friends and stuff. I'll probably.
Why do you want to use my photos?
I don't know. Why not? It's just convenient because they're here, because I work here. It's just kind of convenient.
I don't have any photos there.
Well, I know, but they're you know, you did them through the online thing, so we have them here on the computer.
Of all those little kids? No, those are kids in my classroom from our portfolio. I can't give out that information.
Okay, well, fine. I just want to put them on my Facebook, though.
No, I can't allow you to do that.
Well, no, it's I'm allowed to and everything. I was just hoping you'd give me their names so I can, you know, tag them in the photos.
How can you think you can use my photos for your Facebook page, though?
Because my Facebook page is really... How do you have permission to do that? My Facebook page is really bare. And I just want more photos on my Facebook.
And what is your last name?
Zurbel.
Roy Zurbel?
Uh-huh, Zurbel.
No, I'm not giving you consent to use any of my photos.
Okay. Well, no, I don't need the consent for that. I just needed...
Yes, you would. Yes, you would. You would not have those photos. And whenever I do online printing of photos, that does not give you consent to use my photos on a Facebook page.
Well, sure it does. No, the photos, they're all public domain. Like any photos that you send...
No, they are not.
Yes, they are. You need to read the fine print, lady.
Okay, well, I will talk to the head manager of all Walmart tomorrow and express my concern on that.
Well, good.
I do not give you permission to use my photos on your Facebook page.
He'll agree with me. You're just being stupid.
I am not being stupid.
You didn't read the fine print. I think not reading the fine print is stupid.
I am so sorry that you are calling me stupid, sir.
Why are you sorry?
I will be in there shortly.
For
and
what?
I will come back to the photo lab and come talk to you because you are not using my photos on your Facebook page.
Oh, I've already uploaded them, and you can't get into my Facebook because you don't have my password.
And why do you not want pictures of kids on your Facebook page? That's sick and wrong.
Why is it sick? Just because they're kids?
Do you have a problem?
No, I'm just saying I have photos of all different ages on my Facebook. Why suddenly am I sick?
Because why would you want pictures of kids that you don't know who they are on your Facebook page?
Why don't you ask me that about the old people? I don't know who the old people are.
Why are you doing it then?
Because I just want more people on my Facebook, you know? I just want more people, more photos. I don't have a lot of time to go out and meet people. So instead of going out and meeting people...
So you're
going to
act like you know these people?
Yeah,
everyone
does.
So if you don't have a lot of people that are your friends, then why are you...
It makes me more popular. Everyone does it.
Whatever. I will be in a little bit.
I think it's rude of you to call me sick.
I think it's rude of you to call me stupid, and you don't even know who I am.
Okay, but you really were being stupid, though. I wasn't being sick.
And you are really being sick.
I am not. How's that sick? Everyone
yes, you
does
are.
This. Everyone.
You don't have friends. You want to put pictures of kids on your Facebook page to act like you have more friends.
Why are you so focused on the kids?
I'm an educator, and that is wrong that an adult that does not know these kids wants to put pictures on their Facebook page of kids they do not know.
I think that makes you sick because you're so focused on the kids. You don't even care about the elderly people that I put on my Facebook.
I don't give a shit who's on your Facebook page, but those are my goddamn
you don't?
Pictures.
I thought you
That's
said...
all I'm telling you.
Okay, well, they're already on there. I'm not taking them down. You have no right to tell me what I can put on my Facebook.
Roy. Roy,
what?
What's your last name again?
Zurbel. Zurbel.
Zurbel.
Yep.
Roy Zurbel.
Yep.
Spell it for me.
No, I don't have to do shit. Because you're being...
You're telling me you don't have to do shit?
Yeah, you're being rude and you're cursing at me.
Roy Zurbel.
Yep.
And you are calling from right now.
Yes. Hey, are you single?
Yeah. No, I am not single.
Okay, just checking. I don't have a girlfriend currently, so I just thought I'd ask. You know, doesn't hurt to ask.
No, I am not single. I am married, happily married. Goodbye.
Okay. Roy Zurbel. Okay, two left.
Hello?
Hello, Cassandra?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy from the photo lab.
Oh, hi.
How are you doing?
I'm all right, and you?
Oh, pretty good, you know, hanging in there. You know, just taking it one day at a time. Well, watching that clock, waiting to get off work.
I know I sent some pictures in. Is that why you're calling?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just had a question about the pictures.
Uh-huh.
I need to know the names of the people in the photos.
You need the name?
Yeah, just the names of the people in the photos.
I've never had them ask for the names before.
I'm just asking for my own personal use, because I've uploaded all of your photos to my Facebook, and I want to tag them in the photos.
What?
I want to tag the people in the photos.
No. Who is this?
My name's Roy. I work in the photo lab. I just want to, you know, I've uploaded them all to my Facebook at facebook.com/douchecanoe, if you want to be my friend. And I was just wanting to tag the people in the photos.
No, I appreciate you didn't do that.
Well, I've already done it. I just want to tag them. I want the photos to be accurate, and I want to tag their names.
Okay, well, I need you to take them down.
For what? Why would I do that?
Because I'm pretty sure you can't upload a customer's pictures to your Facebook.
Yes, I can. It worked. I did it already.
Okay, Roy, what's your last name?
Zsurzsurbel.
Zsurzsurbel?
Yep.
Okay, what is your real name?
Roy Zsurzsurbel. I've been doing this all week just to kind of, you know, just because my Facebook, I didn't have a lot of pictures on it, so I'm just using other pictures and putting them up on my Facebook.
Okay, let me talk to your manager.
He's not available right now.
Okay, well, I'll wait. Go ahead and get him.
I don't want to. Why? Why do you want to talk to my manager?
Because this is wrong. You can't upload my pictures to your Facebook and think that you're going to get away with it.
Get away with what? I'm not doing anything wrong. Everyone does this.
That is wrong. That is a violation. You're not allowed to use a customer's pictures.
That's not true. It's in the fine print, and everybody here does it. We're encouraged to do it. It's
No, you're not. I know you're not encouraged to do that.
How do you know? Have you ever worked here? You've never worked here. You don't know. You don't know what the policies are. She's gone. So rude to me after I made all that really nice small talk with her. That's about as awkward as my small talk is in real life, too, by the way. Okay, everyone. That is the end of the live show. This is back to pre-recorded late in the evening. Brad, it is now, it's 12:44 a.m. It's not even Wednesday anymore. Now it's Thursday. So I need to hurry the hell up, finish this up and put it on the site and get to sleep. So I hope you enjoyed this show of me just doing the same prank over and over and over and over. Those are always fun. I still can't believe that one lady at the very beginning actually gave me all of the names from her pictures and probably would have done the entire thing if I hadn't kept being so weird at her. Before we get going, I'm going to make kind of an odd request here, and it's probably not going to do much good, but I'm going to try anyway, because our friend Rob Vincent, aka Rob T. Firefly, needs our help. He lives in New York City, he has recently become a jobless hobo, and he's looking for a job in New York City. So if you happen to live around New York City, because I know we do have a few New York area listeners, you should hook him up, because Rob has done some amazing things for the Phone Losers of America. He wrote the foreword to the Phone Losers of America book, and he drew some of the illustrations in it, and he made a couple songs, like this one.
Now listen to me, you gotta reprogram this gadget with 5 short beeps to fool the payphone like magic. Now all you gotta do is dial up random numbers in Sydney.
Yo, don't you realize what you're doing is a felony? You shouldn't trick the operators, man, it's just not fair.
Hey, you really think the fucking operators care?
And this one.
This is Lineman Bob to Bell Control. I'm climbing up a pole. And there's spray paint on this box that says PLA. And these wires look oddly different today.
and tons more. He's just done countless things for the Phone Losers of America over the past, I don't know, 15 years or so now. So in the small chance that you can figure out a way to get Rob Vincent a job, I'm putting links to his two blog entries about the job thing in the show notes on phonelosers.org, so please go read those if you think you can help out. If you don't think you can help out, go look at his website anyway and just kind of click around and look at all the bizarre, weird stuff he does all the time, because Rob T. Firefly is one of the coolest people in the universe and everyone should know who he is. And just to prove how awesome Rob T. Firefly is, we're going to end today's show with one of his songs that he recorded for the Phone Losers of America years ago. This one is called Bell Odyssey by Rob T. Firefly. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thank you, Neon Like Bjork and Mistress Morgan, for sponsoring today's show. Don't forget to listen to Neon's show from tonight and Carlito's show from earlier today on prankcallnation.com. Bye, everyone.
Bell control to lineman Bob. Bell control to lineman Bob. Check your tool belt now and put your bell hat on. Bell control to lineman Bob. Found my truck keys, engine on. Get your work orders and please don't take too long. Control to lineman Bob, you've really screwed up good. The technician wants to know the cable and pair. Now it's time to leave your bell truck if you dare. This is lineman Bob to bell control. I'm climbing up a pole, and there's spray paint on this box that says PLA. And these wires look oddly different today. For here am I standing on a foam pole, far above the ground. I just dropped my shoe, but there's not much I can do.
We're sorry, the number you are trying to reach is not checked or troubled.
We're sorry, due to telephone company facility trouble, your call cannot be completed at this time.
Please try your call again later.
You try your call again later.
Though I've fixed 100,000 lines, I'm getting really bored. And I think my conscience knows which way to go. Who's this guy that's on my phone saying yo 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 yo? Bell control to lineman Bob, our switch is dead. There's something wrong. Can you hear me, lineman Bob? Can you hear me, lineman Bob? Can you hear me, lineman Bob? Can you hear? Am I standing on my phone pole, far above the ground? I just dropped my shoe, but there's not much I can do.